We're back on 95.7 The Game, the Derek Carr Show. Every week on Monday, we're joined by the quarterback of the Silver and Black. And Derek, how is this bye week different, obviously other than the record, than years past for you as you were able to get away from the game? And I also saw that you did a couple of national media hits. How's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, obviously with the wins and all those things that people want to hear about, you know, what the Raiders are doing, which is a great thing. It's a great thing for our fans, great thing for our organization. So, you know, glad that I could be a part of those things. But for the most part, man, I've just been in time with my family. You know, that's precious time that you can't ever get back. So I've just been spending all my time with them.
Yeah, and when you do that, I can imagine you always on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, on your social media, you put out pictures of your family, and I'm sure they were really excited to have more, not only time with you, but time where football completely didn't dominate. But you're always in your playbook, and you're always studying film and looking ahead. So were you actually able to get away and tone it down a bit?
I did. I absolutely did, just because, you know, out of respect for them. You know, I love them more than I love this game. So, you know, I definitely, you know, take care of them and make sure, you know, they're happy, because when they're happy, I'm happy. So I definitely gave them their time, but I definitely snuck in some time here and there to watch some tape and things like that.
Derek Carr joins us. Derek, a lot of rookies, when they come into the league this time of year, they talk about the rookie wall. Go back to your rookie year and last year and how it's different for you physically with your workout program, your diet, everything you did in the offseason, and how fresh you feel right now with another week before you take on the Texans.
Oh, my goodness. You hit it on the head, because when you come in your rookie year, there definitely is a wall, whether it's mental or physical. And, you know, my body hit it physically. I felt great mentally, but physically, you know, it just started losing weight, and you just started, and I couldn't eat enough. I couldn't lift enough to keep it on, you know, and the only thing your body needed was rest. And so it's definitely a real thing. But, you know, last year it got a little bit better, but this year, you know, I obviously knew what I was getting myself into, and, you know, with my training, with my diet and all those things, I feel like it's day one of, you know, the season again. You know, I feel great. I feel rejuvenated, and I feel ready to go.
Obviously, this player's banged up. We've been talking about Mario Edwards Jr. with you and trying to get other guys healthy. Overall, and I know you're not a trainer or a doctor, but is the organization pretty happy? We've talked about strength and conditioning and how it started in the offseason, of where you're at physically as an overall unit heading into the Monday night game.
Absolutely. You know, we definitely feel that we set ourselves apart in the weight room. You know, we set ourselves apart in how we take care of our bodies and things like that, the way, you know, our organization is now, you know, bought into all those things and set it up, you know, the very best for us, you know, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's conditioning, or whether it's taking care of our bodies in the training room. I definitely think that, you know, our team is, you know, sees the value in that, and it's paying off for our team, it's paying off for our bodies, and it's paying off, you know, in the win-loss column, you know, because we're able to stay healthy and we're able to go out there and put our best foot forward at all times.
Derek Carr joins us. Okay, you obviously know we're talking today about what happened in the AFC West as you guys had a bye week, and it's incredible that Kansas City was down 17-3 in the fourth quarter. Get this, they outscore the Panthers 17-0 on the road to win that game. That's an incredible win for Kansas City, now a team that you're tied with in the loss column and have to play them on a Thursday night down the road. That was a great win for Kansas City in a game where the NFC champs looked like they all but had it put away.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, I think that, you know, you take a look at both of how the Bronco game and the Chief game ended, and it was ridiculous. It was crazy. I mean, even the Charger game, how that one ended. I mean, it was crazy. But that's this league, man. You know, you can never, ever, you know, just think you got someone put away. You know, I think I recall a game last year where we jumped out on San Diego, you know, and all of a sudden here comes Phillip Rivers, you know, and it comes down to a one-possession game at the end. So you can never count anybody out in this league. And, you know, I think that Sunday, you know, was a perfect example of that.
Yeah, and you know how tough it is to win in New Orleans. You guys won on the two-point conversion. For the Broncos to block what would have been probably the game-winning extra point and then take it back for the safety, that's an incredible momentum builder for them in a game that they thought they lost.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, you hit that one exactly right on as well, because, you know, whenever you can do that kind of stuff on the road, you know, let alone at home, but on the road, going to someone else's place and take one, And the way they did it, I'm sure they enjoyed themselves on the way back home.
Last night, I had the pleasure of going to see the Warriors play for the first time at Oracle. And, Derek, I was just absolutely blown away to see those four starters, those core players out there, and the way that they get after teams. Even when they were trailing, they came back. What has your interaction been like so far with Steph and now Durant coming in and the opportunity to watch them on TV or catch a game and see how amazing this is right across the way from the Coliseum at Oracle?
I mean, it's amazing. It's something that, it's not going to come around too often, where you got four superstars, all on the same team. And, Iggy himself was a superstar at one point as well. So, the way that they can come together as a team and play together and dominate, shoot the ball the way that they do, the way they can defend, different positions and, switch things off because they're so athletic and can all do that. I mean, it's impressive, man. And, I got to talk to Steph one time. He caught me before one of the playoff games. I was walking in the building, and he caught me and talked to me. And, and then Draymond, I saw Draymond at our last game, talked to him for a little bit. So the main thing that you get is they're all good dudes. They all care about one another. They're not big on stats, even though they can all drop 40 a night. They're not big on stats, man. They're just about playing together and winning.
Derek, finally, I want to talk about your faith and the charity work that you do, which I think is really important and defining you in your young career. Can you connect how your faith and the charity work that you choose are intertwined, and where is it at today, and where can fans learn about it, and what you plan to do heading into the holiday season, Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and what this means as you're concentrating on winning games for the Raiders, but your faith is the most important thing and helping out other people with your charity endeavors?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm glad you said that. My faith has always been number one. And I remember, coming in, that was almost a question mark, from some people, and it just made me laugh, man. That's what defines me. That's who I am. That's what I stand for. And I just love making people's day, man. I love sharing, Christ's love with them. I just love, serving people. And so my wife and I, we help on, Thanksgiving. We help families on Christmas. And not only around this time of year, but all year, we're always helping. We give back a lot of our time and energy and effort, to Valley Children's Hospital, in the Fresno area, and we're the spokespeople there, for that. And we try and do absolutely everything we can, for those that may need a little help, because if we we think that we can help at all, we want to do that. So that's very important to us, and it's definitely the most important thing to us is our faith.
Nicely said. Are you going to be able to stand it this weekend, not playing until Monday? I'm sure you and your teammates are ready to go right now.
Yeah, I was just texting. I literally got done, texting my quarterback coach about, man, we got to wait a whole extra day and a half, really, to play. It sucks, man. But, hey, at least we get to, put the pads back on and get back out there.
Excellent, Derek. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you after Mexico City. All the best.
Thank you so much.